Continues the Gemara, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, by the 2-3 lines from the bottom. Ve'omr lo ishi koyin godl. So they told the koyin godl, Ata shlucheinu v'shluche bezin. Zog the Gemara, Lehmetav, et yufte de Rav Huna b'redi Avashua. A shasugya. What's Rav Huna b'redi Avashua? The omr Rav Huna b'redi Avashua, Hani kahani, shluche de Rachmoninu. There's a big machloikas, are kahanim, are shlichim, shluche didon, or shluche de Rachmonin. From here, the Chorit says in the Loshen, Ata shlucheinu v'shluche bezdin. Shlucheinu implies that you are shliach, shluche didon. So this should be a clear tufta on Rav Huna ben Avishua that says, kahanim ha-shluche d'rachmona. From the lashon of the shvua, it's clearly shluche didon. Now the Gemara says, we'll get there in a second. Rashi says in Afkamina. Zog the Gemara, the Omer Rav Huna ben Avishua, hani kani shluche d'rachmona ninu. The kahanim Rav Huna ben Avishua says, they are shluche d'rachmona. It clearly from our sugya, it's shluche didon. Now we ask a kasha on. Now let's see Rashi right away. Rashi in the bottom line says, Nafkamina, dimu mudah hanomi menu, mutalosh yakiv olav kobonosov. If the koin is mudah hanom from the Yisrael, so he's allowed to be makiv his kobonos. Is that my shliach? Shluche drachmona. That was posh nafkamina in mudah hanom. So now the Gemara says, diyam et shluche didon. Now, be'etzim we have shverkait. To say it's a pircha on Rav Huna ben Avishua that says shluche d'rachmona from our lashon, but be'etzem shluche didon is a very shver sugya. Why? Diyam shluche didon inu zok demal yutesamid beis miika midi danan loy metzina lemeevad v'shluche didon motzi avdi. Fact the more abom bekasha. We know there's a klal in shlichus. Whatever I can't do myself, I can't tell a shliach do. So miika midi danan loy metzina lemeevad. You have a Yisrael. Could Yisrael do the Maisa Kabbalah about an ish? So how could it be a shliach for shluchat didon if me committed the anon ha-metzilam evad v'shluchat didon motzi avdi? Now, obviously, for the Maisa Shechita, it could be a shliach. Why? Because Shechita is kosher bizarre. So that's not what we're asking on. Well, the Moshel, if the Meshaleach is a Kohen, obviously he could be a shliach. Because the Kohen himself can perform too. He can have another Kohen perform for him. We're talking about a regular Yisrael on the Etzem Maisa, the rest of the Maises, meaning where Yisrael is not kosher for, Mi'i committed an anam etzilim evad, v'shluch didon, motzi avdi. Now, the truth is that Be'etzem, if we're talking about the Ketoris, that's the Pashtus, we're talking about the Shavuos on the Ketoris. It could be it's going on everything, it's Shluch Kolelis, on everything, but if it's going on the Keteris is a Pel Dekazach, the Biskarov was Miyasin already, that he's Machiach, that in from other places, that the Maisa Keteris is a Mitzvah's Kahanim. If it's a Mitzvah's Kuhuna, it's not a Mitzvah on his soul to do the Keteris, it's a Mitzvah's Kuhuna, that's one of the Mitzvah's Kuhuna. Duchening is a Mitzvah's Kuhuna, Keteris is a Mitzvah's Kuhuna. If it's a Mitzvah's Kuhuna, then the whole sugi of Mi Motzi Avdi Anan, how could it be our Shliach Bechal falls away? He's not our Shliach on the Maisa Keteris. So on that, the Achrayim want to say that why not? Keteris is a Maisa Kuhuna. So if it's a Maisa Kuhuna, it's a Maisa performed for the Kohen. No. The Shvu is on...
Each Kohanim can't do it.
We're talking about the Shluche Bezen of Yisrael. Shluche Bezen of Mashbiyahim. Shluche Bezen of Mashbiyahim. The Mishnah. Shluche Bezen of Mashbiyahim. Shluche Bezen... The Shluche Bezin, Amashbiya the Koyin, do your job correctly, you are Shliach. Well, if we're talking about the Maisa Keteris, do your job correctly, you're not our Shliach for that. The whole sugya doesn't start on Keteris. And that I want to say that even though it's a Mitzvah's Kuhuna, Lama Zogin, just like we said, two things are never Shver. Shechita is not Shver, I can do it myself. A Koyin sending Shliach is not Shver. So according to the Biskarov, that Keteris is a Maisa Kuhuna, so it's Vaita not Shver. Because Keteris is not you're doing it for Yisrael, it's your Maisa. So in that, the Achrayim want to say that no. That even though Keteris is a Maisa Kahuna, but La Maisa, it's L'Rotzen for the Tzibur. The Keteris is at the end of the day, a Kapora Ritzu for the Tzibur. So if Azoy Vait, there's a Shlichas that you would need, and the Gemara asks very good, Mi committed Anol HaMetzilam Evet, V'Shluch Edom Motzi Avdi, and La Maisa, it's a Rotzen for the Tzibur, so you need a Shlichas for that. So Mele, that's fair. How could it be Shluch Edidon? Enter the Gemara, the Teretz as follows. Hochi Komar. When we said the Loshen, Shlucha Didon doesn't mean like we thought in the Avamina, you're our Shliach. And L'chara, how could you be our Shliach on something that we can't perform ourselves? Me committed the Anon Lamitzin Lamevad and you make your Shliach for us. That's not what Shlucha Didon means. Shlucha Didon just means we're threatening him to let him know that when you make your Shvuah, don't think you can make your shvu al das atzmoi. You know, a person can say something with his lip service and really mean something else. When you make your shvu that you're not at stuk and you can perform everything right and not do the teres b'chutz like the tzdukim do, when you make that shvu, don't think that you can think in your mind, I'm going to think what I want to think and then say the words that you want me to say. No. You're our shliach, we mashbiah you al datenu v'al das bezdin, meaning that it's like a neder al das rabim. She'en la'atog explains the Gvuras Ari. And that's what we're saying, mashbiah olecho. Not mashbiah olecho to be medayik that you're shluchat idon and lafuk yeshluchat rachmona. Lo'oilom you're not shluchat idon. Because mi'i kamidi da'an olam itzilim evad v'shluchat idon motzi avdi. Mashbiah olecho is telling you something else. Hori kamgi. Mashbiah olecho al datenu v'al das bezdin. So Rashi, hori komale. Hi the komale atash lochenu loy ba avoyde kamri. We're not talking about the avoyde. Avoyde the chorit shuchat rachmona. Because the kamish shuchat idon, mi kamidi. Ela le'inyin kabola shvua kaloymar. Loy lefi machshove shabalipcho. Not according to your own understanding. In botza laharim, if you want to fool us, be kabola shvua, yes, I'll swear, no problem. Ono mashbiah oyscho lefi da'atenu v'das bezdin. It's like a neder al das rabim. The ain la Torah zok divorsi. That type of shvua, then you can't just think what you want in your mind. It's what we want you to perform and think about in your shvua, and that's what we're threatening you. But not the pshat that it's a riot at shluchat idon. Which kasha?
That we can't do it. It's not that the mashbiah. The Mishnah says the kohanim, achav kohanim, make him swear.
Let's look at the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Mosruo zikne bezin zikne kuhuna. Let's go to the Mishnah. Mosruo zikne bezin zikne kuhuna. Then bezin were marisim to zikne kuhuna. Ve'elu beis haftinas. And before they parted from him,
the Kohanim make him swear. And if you have no chesorin, they can't do it. Every kohen can do it. So he's the shliach of the other Kohanim, and the other Kohanim have no problem them unable to do it.
So let me again read the Mishnah. That's not how I learned the Mishnah. Mosruo zikne bezin zikne kuhuna. The Zikne Bezdin were Moisim to the Zikne Kuna, the Zikne Bezdin from the previous mission before that, they were Magalim Bavoida. Versu Zikne Bezdin, Zikne, that whatever they performed, they read in front of him. And they learned Achemois. They were Moisim to Zikne Kuna, Ve'alu Beis Aftines. Before they parted the Zikne Bezdin. Ve'ishbiyu.
Who brought him up? The
Luhu
Beis Aftines. It was
the
Kohanim brought him up.
Ve'ishbiyu. The Zikne Bezdin were Mashbiahim. Ve'niftu V'holchulahem. The big Zikne Bezin left, and there were Mashbiahim. And they said, Ishikoyin Gol, Onu Shluche Bezin, Ata Shluchenu. Vishikh Bezin Mashbiahim Alecha. That's how the Mefarshim learn up. Others learn maybe differently, but that's how they learn up. But that's Vices, that's how the Gemara learned. Vices, we didn't learn the Mishnah that way. The Gemara wouldn't ask a Kasha otherwise. Obviously, we're talking about Shluche Bezin, meaning Yisrael. That's all Kasha of Mikamidi. So you want to say, no, Shluche Bezin is Kahanim. Then the Kasha doesn't start. So that's how the Mefarshim learn up this Mishnah, that is talking about the Yisrael, and before they part, and then Yifrit, and then it says, what is the Lashon in the Mishnah? V'niftru. V'niftru v'olchu, meaning the Shulchei Bezdin. Zok Tais is a kasha. Teimo. Tais says the following kasha. Mi kamidit anana mitzinu mevat. Teimo, fek Tais says, de perk ein ben amudur, mi bayalon hanikan ishtuchat rachmoninu, ishtuchat adoninu, v'ko'oma toshma, toshma tuva. The Gemara has a whole sugya in the Don Lamed Hey is a shluchat rachmona shluchat idon. V'lo b'soif lo ifshet and sabayit lo ifshetah. Fakteis abam kasha. V'amai lo poshet lo mid Rav Huna b'Rav Avshua. D'hocho. We have a Rav Huna b'Rav Avshua that says, mi'ikamidi da'anan lo mitzil lemev at shluchat idon matzi avdi. Let that be a poshet the shayla of shluchat idon, shluchat rachmona. It's clearly shluchat rachmona because it can't be shluchat idon because mi'ikamidi. Zoktais is two terutzim. One terut zoktais is yeshloimar. V'lo boi lemifshat medivra amoroyim. We don't want to answer from Amoira. Rav Huna b'Rav Shua is an Amoira. We'd rather answer from a Mishnah or a Braisa. And we find similarly, he says in the Sugim B'Metzia, Amonim in the Erosin, Islek Suba V'la Ifshto, even though there's Rayas, because you want to answer from a Braisa. That's one Teretz of Tosis. V'li Nira, a few lines down, Zok Tosis, 20 lines down, V'li Nira, D'lo Oilom Pshita Lemit Rav Huna b'Rav Shua, L'lo Oilom Yikimi Poishet D'Shayla Shluch D'Rachmona Ninu. The East Alkadai just look at the don, Dafka Ninu, the Hainu. If you're going to say that it's look at the don, Dafka Ninu, Veloy Shluchat Rachmona Klal, Mi Ikamidi, the Hainu as follows. Velinir del Oilam Pshit Lemid Ravuna Beavashua, the Shluchat Rachmona Ninu. You're right. From Avuna Beavashua's statement of Mi Ikamidi, you can be poisoned that it's look at the Rachmona. The Yisach that Shluchat Didon Dafka, because if it means the other tzad would have been only Shluchat Didon, then there's no way out of it. Mi kamidi. If it's only Shluchat Didon or only Shluchat Rachmana, then you're stuck. It has to be Shluchat Rachmana. V'lo Shluchat Rachmana klal mi kamidi. However, over there in the sugi in the Durim, the whole sugi of is it Shluchat Didon or Shluchat Rachmana is not a black and white question. Is it only Shluchat Didon or only Shluchat Rachmana? No. Ohosomi baile is Shluchat Didon ktsas. Meaning it's Shluchat Rachmana for sure. Is it also Shluchat Didon? The Havale Shluchat Rachmana vs Shluchat Didon. Oy Shluchat Rachmana dafka. V'hole mitzle mifshe mit Rav Huna. Dafilo Shluchat Didon nami ava mikavi. Av Rav Danilo mitzle mevad. Kem daf Shluchat Rachmana ninu. So Akteis a gewaldige teretz. This sugi in the Dorm is never a black and white question. Is it only Shluchat Didon or only Shluchat Rachmana? If that's the case, then obviously you can be poshut Rav Huna b'Yavshua. The sugi over there is it only Shluchat Rachmana or is it Shluchat Rachmana and Shluchat Didon? 10% Shluchat Didon. So Mamela, you can't be poshut Rav Huna b'Yavshua because the Oilom, you can't taina me kamidi because it's Shluchat Rachmana. For that mikzas, it's only a mikzas. If Azoy Vait, you have Shluchat Rachmana, so Mamela, it's not shver me kamidi. So you can't ask a kasha be poshut on that question on the mikzas, on the 10%. Azoy Zokta is the teretz. Fekta b'chonon, I don't understand. If it's a mikzah shlucha didon, then why do you have a problem of mi kamidi on that mikzah? What exactly is Tosis answering that it's only a mikzah shlucha didon? On that mikzah, let it be a problem of mi kamidi. Zokta b'chonon and kovitz aritz a gewaldig yisoid that is miyased in din shlichas. There's two dinim in shlichas. There's one pash in shlichas, the hainu, that I'm giving you the koyach to be my shliach. And there's another pash of shlichas that what you're doing is misyaches to me. The ma'aseh that the shliach did is misyachas to the mishaleach. Zok Rabbi Chanan, we balt over here, we're saying that the sugi in the Dorim never had a tzad of only shluchat didon, only on a 10% shluchat didon. On that mikzas, it could be misyachas to the mishaleach. When you want to give over the shlichas to you, I'm giving you over my koyach, I'm making my shliach do A, B, and C for me on my behalf. Then you have to be a mi kamidi anala matzilim evad. You can't make a shliach if you can't yourself write a get. You can't make a shliach on a get. That's poshut. We know in Shas, a shliach can't do, be mishaleach, can't do something, can't appoint the shliach if he can't do it himself. That's if you want to give over the koyach to do it on my behalf. Then you have to be avada mi kamidi. You have to be yourself. But then there's and that over here is not negeya. Because over here, it's shluchat rachmana, only 10% shluchat didon. For that, the second nekuda of shlichas, that the ma'aseh should be misyachas to me, that can work even though on the 10%, since the ikar shluchat rachmana, I myself can't do it, because it's only in order to be misyachas the ma'aseh to me, afazoy vait, on that mikzas, it would work. That's what B'chanan explains, the pshat and the mitzvah, that it's like a two dinim in shlichas. Zok the Gemara weiter. Hu poirish v'boicha v'hein parshin v'boicha. So they're poirish and boicha. They part. Now, even though the Gemara in Shabbos says that is Ashrei Misha Choshev Boy Ve'Ein Boy. So, what do you mean the Choshev? It's Ein Boy. So, what's the big Avla? So, the Sfasema says the reason why he cries is because look at the matzav of the door that they have to find out if he's a tzduki, the tzdukim that are rampant. That's what he's crying on. Not on his Egener. An Egener Zach Ashrei, Misha Choshed Be'en Boy. But it's on the etzem mere fact that that's the matzav they're in. Zog Dumara, Hu Parish Abarich Shechashdu Etzduki. Be'en Parish Abarichin, why they're Parish Abarichin, Reb Shuvan Levi, Kol HaChoshed B'Ksherim, Loike B'Gufoy. The Mai said, they had to be Choshed B'Ksherim. So they're Loike B'Gufoy. V'chol Kach Lomo, what's this whole shvul about? Zog Dumara, Shle Yitakim Be'Bachutz, V'Yachnis Kedech Shatzukin Oysin. He shouldn't be Misakim Be'chutz and do it like the Tzdukin do it. Talking about the whole Meisach Hafina and the Keteres, they do on the Machta outside. Because they learned up the Pasuk that you have to come inside while the Anan Eish is already burning. Not Mitoich HaKapoiches, but Anan means that you have to, the Anan has to take place before. Talking about the famous Meisach and Shas.
How
odd is
that?
Have
you done the
That's what they have to be. This is the Shvuah they had to make in order to weed out the Tzedukim. There was a te'elas they had to make the shvua. They were taka boicha. They had to be boicha. They were boicha because of that. I hear. Zog ma'otan rabbonon. Ma'ase b'tzuki yechad shetitkin mebachutz v'ichnes b'yitziyosoi. There was a ma'ase that tzduki that was mesakim b'chutz and he was machnes b'yitziyosoi. And he was so happy about his performance because he did what he was learned in his cheder, in his fakrum t'cheder. His father met him. Yes, we are tzdukim. That's our mesorah. But misyoron on him in aprushim. Don't be so happy. We're scared of the prushim. They hold what we're doing is wrong. So the son said, "Kol yom ayisi mitzara lamikra zeh ki ba'anan era lakapoyres." That's the pasuk. Ki ba'anan, meaning then the ocean of the ketores is already burning. Then you come like lakapoyres. I want to be mekayim the way we learned in our cheder. The whole life I'm waiting to mekayim this. I shouldn't have done it this way. Very interesting. This is the same lashon the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva. Kol yom ayisim mitzar b'chol nafshecha. Afilu noit nafshecha. That's he told the Tamidim. We see from this Gemara that they were so fakrum that took him that it was a l'shem shem. That's the worst. L'shem shemaim dike cheshben. Mosa yovel yodeve kaimeno. It was l'shem shemaim. Fakrum to l'shem shemaim. It was taka. It was wrong. It was apikursus. But l'may they were chalik on the chachomim. But they came with a frum cheshben. Mosa yovel yodi. Zok the Gemara. Omru lahay yom rotem at shemeis. This son, the Tzduki, died. V'hutal ba'ashpa, he was found him in a dumpster. V'ya toloyin yoitzin michoitmoy. And toloyin came out of his nose, out of his nostrils. Now, what's pshat in choitmoy? Zogt Rashi, michoitmoy, shehu rishon levorim. It's the first one of the evorim, likonis labayis. You entered, they entered wrong, you entered wrong with the k'teiras. That's the first limb. Lefishu boil it sticks out. Lefonov. Like we find in Shavuos, Haniklas the base Hamanuga. If someone enters Derech Achoyrov backwards, Vafilu Niklas Kulay Chutz Michoitmoy Tohar, because you're missing a limb. Alma Abod Derech Achoyrov Niklas Choitmoy Achoyin. So Rashi brings a raya. Teshon asks on this. Rashi brings a raya. If you walk backwards by base Hamanuga, the Choitim is the last one in. We walk backwards. So Fregan Allah, what do you mean you walk backwards? When you walk backwards, the last one is in the Choitim, but he's walking frontwards. Frontwards, your hands go in first. Your feet go in first. Mechtes, your nose goes in first. Because you bring a raya from a sugi when you're walking backwards by Beis HaManuga. That's when you're walking backwards. The nose is last, maybe. But when you're walking forward, Mechtes. Zokta Tzishonim, the reason of Choytim is, and the Yavitz also says so, is because the first Aver that smelled the Ketores outside in the wrong Eifen. So Melitz, it's punished. It's because that was the Aver that smelled. Others say that even if you're going to say when you walk forward, your feet might walk first, but it's not a whole limb. The choitim is a whole limb that enters first. It's an eva sholim. Zok the Gemara weiter. That's one pshat that they found him dead through choitmoy. Zok the Gemara v'yesh oimim b'tziyosei nigif. While he was on his way out, he was struck. He was strucken. He was smitten. The Tony Rabchia k'min kol nishma ba'azogah was a kol in the azogah. Shebo malach v'choftei alponov. He hit him. V'nichzu ochev ha'kahanim u'motzu and they found k'kaf regel egel ben k'sofov. The imprint of a calf of an eagle, bank sofov, ksefov. Why? Shenemar, it's a posuk in Yecheskel. V'ragleim regel yeshorah v'kaf ragleim k'kaf regel eagle. The kaf regel of a malach is the calf of an eagle. So they saw an imprint, bank sefov. So according to this, the pshat is the question is that the achronim ask that lemaisa, how could the malach enter? After all, we know that nobody enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So how could the Malach, even a Malach can't be there? Even a Malach can't be there. Let me see who asked this Kasha. Zog the Tais Shishonim. B'Yushalmi Porich. V'oksi v'chol Odom lo yeh ba'oil moed. V'afilu oysen shekoz ben udmus p'neim p'nei Odom. Even a Malach can't enter. So how is he chayvet him? Since he didn't perform the avodah correctly, it's not called he entered. When can't anyone enter even a malach? When you do perform the correctly the avodah. But since he didn't do the ketores correctly, so a malach could enter. He answers that it was taka because he did it incorrectly. That's one teretz. The Maisa, according to the second teretz of the Gemara, that pshat is they found a bank safe of, so you can answer, others want to answer, that he can't enter, someone else can't enter when he's doing the avoida. But on his way out, when he leaves the avoida, then he could enter. And that's why taka was happened on his way out, and that's why bank safe of they found the imprint. On his back, bank safe of. So it's taka on the way out, and that's how he's able to enter. What do you say? I hear. If it's on the way out, it never happened. Meaning, when was this conversation with the father? So it could be, according to the second Teretz, the conversation was before he did the Maisa of the Ketores. He discussed with his father, he's about to be Mekaimit, Veloyai Kameno. Mashekin, according to the first Teretz, the conversation was afterwards. And Itaka found him in the Ashpa afterwards. Zog the Gemara, Om Reb Schai ben Akvutal. Reb Schai ben Akvutal said, which Lashon Gemara, where? They had to go get him. No, it means he's a Kohen. He was a Kohen. Ben Zera Shel Aaron. Zog the Gemara, Om Reb Schai ben Kvutal. There were many that died. There were over 300 that died. Correct. Om Reb Schai ben Kvutal. But that's because Lav Davka Otsdukim. That's because they paid their way through. Zog Ma Om Reb Schai ben Kvutal. What did he say? That Av Kongo Lefonov Besever Daniel. Masli Rav Chonam Rav Lechia Barav Kamei De Rav. He said in front of Rav, Om Reb Schai ben Kvutal with a pay. Rav corrected him. No, that was a pay. He was motioning with his hands. No, he obeys. Kavutal. What do you have to motion? Just say with a base instead of motioning with your hand. Kishma have a kogi. It was in the middle of Kriyashma. So that's why he couldn't do it. He had to motion. Are you allowed to motion in the middle of Kriyashma? You can't make any motions with your eyes and wink. With your lips, with your hands. So how could he do this? V'tanya. Rabbi Lozer chasma oyma akurish ma'am rames be'enov. Mekaz besosav ma'am rames be'enov. All of course v'oymel. V'loy oisi korosi Yaakov. Meaning, v'loy oisi korosa, but you're called Yaakov. That means you're not called Yisrael. It's a tofel dekabchina. Or others learn, you're not like Yaakov that when he nofel al tzavore Yosef, he was korek kriyashma, and he made sure that what's it called? That he was not noifel al tzavore because he was korek kriyashma. That means you did something else in between. Now, and la halacha we paskin in Samech Samech Gimel, that even the Dvar Mitzvah is not poshut at all. This was maybe a Dvar Mitzvah, he wanted to correct him in a girsa. Even with that, you can't be megamas. So, l'chore, what's the pshat? And I believe this is b'shem Rav himself that bring this girsa. It's b'shem Rav that you're not allowed to be megamas. So how could he do this? Enter the Gemara, loy kasha, hobe perek gishon, in the first perek, or like we learn in the Gemara Brochas, until alav avecho, you can't be megamas. It's muta l'rames. A kapana for dvar mitzvah. It was muta, and that's why it's not shver. Zok the Gemara. Oh, that's legabe shoyl. Like the Gemara says over there, shoyl mibnei ayira ve'oynim bnei akovid. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Zok the Gemara. Ton rabbonon. V'dibartabom. It says v'dibartabom bom v'loy b'tfila. That means a lot of talk with the bar to bomb, and that taka means like you're saying, Pashtus. With the bar to bomb, ben perik le perik, covered yira by Kriyashma. Veloy betfila, by tfila, belachas, you can't speak. You can't be mafsik. Zoktesis, bomb veloy betfila, nearly. Bomb shol bnei ayira, umesh bnei covered, veloy betfila, by tfila, you can't. Because I'm going to feel a melech shol bishlem, or yeshvena, I feel a nochish kocha, a cave of le yapsik, not when it's sakon, it's the foshes, obviously. But we see the difference between tfila and Kriyashma. Rashi learns is going on tefillah has to be belachash lafuke Torah and kriyashma that can be bekoil. You can talk in Torah, but not in dvarim achayim. You can't talk dvarim betelim. Rav Acha omer v'dibar tebom ase oison kva make Torah kva v'al tas oisam aray. Don't make it aray dik. Omer Rava hasoch sichas chulin oive be'esei. If someone soch sichas chulin is oive ne'esei shenemar v'dibar tebom bom v'loy b'dvarim betelim. And Tosin Shabbos says that it's an Issa Moisiv Leitzim, and he says Dvarim B'Telem is even if you read about Milchomis, but he says if it's written Lashon Kodesh, it's Mutta B'Choylak upon him. Or if others say when it comes to Parnosa, that's called in Dvarim B'Telem, talking about Parnosa. But upon him, Dvarim B'Telem are also, we're from the Dibayat Amam. There's a famous Reb Zelmela in Teresa Odom, Reb Zelmela V'Lozhen, he asked from this Gemara L'Choyra, why do you have to come on to V'Dibayat Amam L'Loy B'Dvarim B'Telem? There's a Chiv V'Gisav Yom V'Laylo. That's why you can't talk Dvar Metalim, not because of Vidibar Tabom. Why did you come on to Vidibar Tabom? So he says the Nafkamina would be, he's matched at the end, Nafkamina would be in Mokoy Metunif. In a Mokoy Metunif where you can't be Mekai Vigisaboy. So male over there, you might think Dvar Metalim is Mutter, so you need Vidibar Tabom, but like Dvar Metalim. Zog the Gemara. Vigisaboy. The Pshar is the Vigisaboy, your Yoitza, the minimal of Shachas V'Aris. But lemaisa is a chiyuv every second of Talmud Torah. So because the chiyuv every second of Talmud Torah, that vegisa by your yoytza, the minimal is shachas va'arvis. If a person has a ptur, he's oisik bepanos or whatever reason. But the minimal is shachas va'arvis. But avar is a chiyuv Talmud Torah of kol hayoyim. So on that he says that nafkamina would be in a mokum etuna. For over there you can't be mekayim vegisa b'yom v'layla. Over there maybe dvarim b'talim would be muta. That's gufa his sofik. His sofik is, what's the din, this lav of Dvarim B'Tehillim, this Issa essay we're learning? Is it an Issa only because of Talmud Torah? And Vibal Talmud Torah might not be negay in certain places, then it would be mutter? Or no, it's a Bazundra essay that Dvarim B'Tehillim are always going to be also. That's Gufa Sofik. I think he came out and told us Odom that it will be Leheta, meaning if there's a place where there's no Chiv Talmud Torah, then it won't be this Issa essay. But come on, these are two Sofik that he had based on this Issa essay of Dvarim B'Tehillim. Is it mitli toli in Vidibatibam, because that would be the Nafkamina, typically the Chiv Talmud Torah, Nafkamina in a place where there is no Chiv Talmud Torah, where you can't be Mekayim Talmud Torah. So again, Zog the Gemara, Omar Rova, Hasoch Sichas Chulin, Oive Be'ese, Shenema Vidibatibam, Bom, Veloib Dwam Acherim. Rav Acha Bayagav Omar, that Soch Sichas Chulin, he's Oive in a Lav. Now this Pasha is not smacht, it's Poskin Kelis, Shenema, Kol Hadvorim Yegeim, Lo Yuchal Ishle Daber. Meaning, all your game, all things that are your game, meaning like sichas chulim, lo yuchal ish ledaber, it's an asmachet, it's a lav, you have no rishus to speak them, and that's not just an essay, we're saying even a lav. All right, we'll stop over here by the Mishnah, bikesh lisnam name.